Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Liberal. Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love. A couple with children. A couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survive.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
Okay, so I have like kind of a crush on this guy right now, so I'm very excited that he actually agreed to do our podcast. And it's not the Mooch that I have the crush on.
Oh my God. So, this is how we're starting the podcast.
Yeah, I want everyone to know that
self-esteem crisis over your
game. That I watched Celebrity Big Brother for Jonathan Bennett, not for the Mooch. FYI, just putting that out there. So why don't you welcome your buddy
to the
show?
Well, I
got to
just say, Jonathan, we thank you on behalf of the Mooches and Mrs. team here. We thank you for coming on the podcast. How are you today?
I'm so pumped to be talking to you guys.
I thought maybe he decided to bail on us. I thought he dipped off the line.
So, Jonathan, take it to the tell our listeners about your experience. Tell us about what sequestration meant for you, and tell us about the first recognition of the different castmates and what you were going to be doing. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh! Well, first of all, Anthony Scaramucci, I'm so happy to be on here talking with you and your lovely wife. She's my first Deirdre I've ever met.
Yeah,
so that's exciting. A lot of first
word up.
You know? I had the best time on Celebrity Big Brother with you, Anthony, and I'm so happy to call you friend. This is amazing. When I first walked, well, first of all, sequester, like it was it's the worst part of Celebrity Big Brother. That's why people go, "How was Celebrity Big Brother?" And I said it was the worst and best experience of my life.
Yeah.
And I mean that. And, of course, the headlines picked it up. Jonathan Bennett says it's the worst experience of his life. I was like, no, I said it's the worst and best experience of my life, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they left
but
that
the
part
sequester
out.
Is, yeah, the sequester, they like to do that.
Yeah.
The sequester is the worst part because you're stuck in a hotel for 5 days. You can't go anywhere. You can't talk to anyone. You have no TV. They give you, like, a DVD player that is reminiscent of like when the first ever Delta flight flew in like 1927, and they would give first class passengers like little portable DVD players to watch, you know, whatever the hot movie at the time was. That's what
Top Gun.
They yeah. give you to watch movies on. So you're stuck in this hotel with the smallest DVD player and screen you've ever seen, and you're trying to watch movies, but like the only way you can watch it is if you hold it right in front of your face. So then
you can't
get comfortable on the couch. You can't lay down. And, you know, that was a hard time for me. I wore a robe for 4 days straight and never got dressed.
You have to
be. Like, do I want to shower today? No. Why would I shower?
Why would you
today?
Need to? You're not
and
seeing
then I
anybody.
Realized, yeah.
Right.
And then I realized I started showering and taking a bath just because it was something to do.
Oh, my God.
I was like, well, I guess I'll take a bath again.
What did you eat while you were just alone? What kind of room service were you ordering?
You know, I was like, oh, I'm going on Big Brother. I want to look fierce. I want to have abs. I'm going to eat like chicken salads and then cut to, I'm like, send up more cheesecake.
Yeah, I know. Like, waffle fries.
Anxiety eating. You're just like, ah, and you'll eat everything in sight.
Oh my God. That happened to Anthony too. He told me like, so he was so funny leading up to it. He was like working out insane. He was trying to be all skinny. Then I was watching the show. I'm like, What were you eating? He was like eating peanut butter out of the jar.
Eating everything inside.
He was eating every single thing.
It was literally
thing,
like
every
getting
chip.
The freshman 15 done in 6 days. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like it was a midlife.
Yeah, but Jonathan, you worked out a lot. I saw you
Jonathan's
in the gym.
A good
you were
shape,
kicking
man.
It. You were in the gym a lot.
By the way, for the record, I work out harder than Ryan Lochte. Just so we're clear.
No,
I believe that.
Go review the tapes.
I think you actually eat healthier than he does, too.
No
he eats a lot of junk.
Oh
I saw him eating a lot of junk.
Ryan Lochte was reading like Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries and just swallowing one after the next.
He'll just eat anything. Right. He's like, anything. Yeah, bro, I just need like 8,000 calories.
Oh, my God.
I need 8,000 calories.
Oh, he's on my
here.
Diet. He's on my diet. I'm on the 8,000 calorie diet. Yeah,
How about the Ryan Lochte reverse knee hinge? Where the knee is moving at a 45-degree angle past where it should go.
He can do that?
Yeah, he's got a double joint in his knees, which adds to the force of his kicking. How about that?
That's
a piece of trivia you could only learn on Celebrity Big Brother.
I didn't know that. No, that wasn't revealed.
But Jonathan and I were looking at it.
No, this is
that
what you find out when you have no
like,
phone. When you have no phone and no anything, you talk about your knees.
My exact question was, Ryan, what's wrong with your legs?
What the hell is up with your legs bending backwards?
Yeah, why are they bend like that, Ryan?
Oh my God, like Gumby.
So,
oh man, but Anthony and I had so much fun. Yeah, the sequester was tough, and I started to become like Howard Hughes, you know, just like walking around the room, like throwing garbage around.
Did you pee into glasses?
No, but I put my garbage can down sideways and took all my bottles and crushed them down to hockey pucks and would go and try to kick them into the wastebasket.
Oh, my God. You are severely bored. Severely bored.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait, I have a question for you. So when they announced Anthony's name, when he came out onto the stage, when they were announcing all of you guys, your face was like hilarious. I don't know if you've obviously watched it since then, but it looked like a little bit of like shock and awe because you probably like hated him.
It was a lot of shock and awe. I didn't hate anybody. Here's the thing. Some of my closest friends write for different Democratic websites and different things like that.
Yep.
So I know of Anthony just because I've heard them speak of him.
Because you heard them cursing his ass out. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that
much. I got an orange Cheeto stain on my forehead.
Other than my best friends are like, this guy, blah, 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 and would curse him out. And I was like, I don't really know politics that well, and I don't know really exactly everything. But all I know is that my good friends do not like this person. and he walked out, and I was like, everything racks through my brain. I'm like, who is he? But then I had my second favorite thing happen because my eyes went big. And then we went inside, and the first question I asked you, Anthony, because I'm obsessed, what did I ask you about?
What?
How did I get fired? No, what did you ask me?
Nope.
What's he obsessed with? He's not obsessed with how you got fired.
What did I ask you?
Oh, God.
No, I didn't care about that. I was like, okay, you need to tell me everything about something.
Oh, God. I'm drawing a blank.
Do you remember?
Help
Air
me.
Force One.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Oh, okay.
You said, okay, listen, I'm totally like obsessed with Air Force One.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's my, like, weird, like, people have, like, Star Wars and, like, things like that. Or they're,
I'm
like,
I'm going to try to get you a tour of
like,
that plane.
Like, go-to thing. I was, like, Air Force One, the movie, is one of my favorite films ever. But then I've watched every documentary about it. I've just always been fascinated by how cool it is because my dad was a pilot. And there's all these things that are, like, just like I love airplanes and like I just love the secrecy of the plane and like all the cool things it does that we don't know about and like all that stuff. So immediately I was like, tell me about Air Force One. I don't care about that politics part.
Yeah, I get that.
But the weird thing about it, hon, I mean, I think I told you this, when the president—
Are you calling me hon or Jonathan?
No, I'm calling you hon, but he's hon number two for the purposes of this podcast. But, but the thing about it is—
I'm honey.
You're honey. He's honey. I'm a hon, you're honey.
But the weird thing about it is that when I got invited on the plane, I called over to General Mattis's office and asked for a tour. And so they sent a Suburban over to get me, and I left the White House early to go over to Andrews to tour the plane.
I hate all this stupid.
She's bored by this stuff. But anyway, you love my description of Air Force One.
Oh, my
one,
gosh.
Right? Yes.
I love it. So, yeah, and amazing. And you ordered soup, and they charged you for two Snickers.
Yeah, they charged me for
what?
Two.
What? They charge you?
Oh, anything you eat on the plane, they have like they're recording you, and they charge everything you're eating. So if you reach in for a pile of M&Ms, they're getting hit up on your American Express card.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not lying. I mean, I had to pay the bill.
Also, Anthony, by the way, I'm going to need I need you to go ahead and text me your American Express card.
You mean the one that my wife and my daughter or my four sons are using that I have no idea what's on the bill?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That exact one.
Anthony, has this happened to you? Has this happened to you where you're with your wife or your daughters or your sons and they're on the phone with, let's say they're buying, you know, concert tickets or something like that, and they go, oh, you need a credit card number, and your wife says it without looking?
Oh, yeah, I no know question. It. I could rattle it off. I know. I am the queen of the online shopper. That's all I do. I don't go to stores.
Like, oh, credit.
Uh-oh. I think we lost you.
She just knows it.
Yeah, I know it. I know the whole thing. If I knew things I needed to know as well as I know our credit card number, I'd be the smartest person alive.
So, Jonathan.
I would have gone to Harvard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Jonathan, go to day one. You're now in the house.
Wait, no, I have a question for Jonathan, honey, Jonathan.
What?
I need to know like what your man was feeling, because I was like, I had so much anxiety about him going and us not being, be able to talk to him for 2 weeks or 3 months or whatever it was. So, how was that at home?
Okay. How James was?
Yes,
James was like super excited that I was doing it because he had done The Amazing Race.
Okay.
He kind of knew Sequester, right?
Right.
So like, I think of anyone in the house, I had my boyfriend had it and my friends outside the house had it best because we're dear friends with Marissa Winokur, last year's winner.
Right.
So they all like, it was literally, we're good. He did a reality show, The Amazing Race, and he became friends with all the CBS reality people because they do charities together and they do all these things for like Give Kids the World and all these other things. So I've hung out and done charity work with half of the cast of Big Brother from the seasons past, like all of them. So when they finally announced that I was going in the house, they went into group chat mode on their phone and there were probably 20 to 30 former Big Brother contestants in this group chat called like Jonathan's Big Brother fam, and they would be play by play on everything that was going on. So any questions James had, or he would see something happen on the live feed, he'd be like, wait, what's happening there? And then I'll be like, okay, so right now he's getting called in for the diary, or right now he's going to the store to try to get food.
Jealous.
They would tell him
he had so much help. Oh my God. I started stalking the live feed. I became one of those people that like stalked the live feed. Yeah. And Anthony was already gone. It is. I like, he wasn't even there anymore. And I would be like watching you play pool or some shit. I don't know what I was. And I was thinking, this is how people get sucked into this. Like I was total stalker, online stalker.
Absolutely.
But it was the best $10 a month I ever spent. CBS All Access.
Right?
Yeah.
So much fun.
So funny.
I know. You know I've canceled my I've canceled my subscription.
Yeah, me too. Now that it's over, I'm like, bye-bye.
Yeah, we're out. We're done.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I had a good time watching you guys though on the down low. And the first time like they did these like sneak peeks and they did like 15 minutes of feed when you guys weren't even like the show wasn't even on yet, and Anthony was like the only one not on the feed. I was like, what the heck is he doing in his room by himself, like I don't know, twiddling his thumbs? Everyone else was socializing and Anthony was nowhere to be found. It was so weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I thought we were working out. We were doing your ab. We were doing the Jonathan Bennett ab.
No,
workout.
We did my ab routine.
Right.
I don't know. There was more than one time that he was nowhere to be found, and everyone else was like hanging out and like cooking, and the Mooch was like MIA. I found it to be bizarre. He was like Howard Hughes himself. So anyway,
there you go.
So but once you got I mean, first of all, I was so surprised that you were the second one to be voted off. Like, that's insane.
Well, he was technically the first.
Well, I mean, besides Anthony leaving.
Right, voted off.
Right, besides Anthony, yeah, like, bouncing. I was so surprised that you left. I could not believe it.
Oh, honey, you were surprised?
I was like, what?
I was surprised.
That was, like, insane. So,
I was so surprised.
Okay, but how did you deal with it? Because I thought there was a little bit of, look, life is unfair, so we're not here whining, but I thought there was a little bit of injustice, the fact that you couldn't, you know, I mean, you won the swing competition, you got the champagne into the bubbles, knocked
that
the bubble
thing
out of
was
there.
The fifth. Oh,
you guys win the head of household competition, and one becomes the head of household, and one goes on the block. I thought that was a little unfair.
Yeah.
Of and that had
you
to
know,
change
so
the strategy of
that.
Your game, right?
Oh, well, my strategy was to come in and do what Dina Lohan does, which is just under the radar, right?
Right.
But then once I saw everyone, I was like, wait, I'm like one of the youngest guys in here. I'm like, okay, everyone's going to be coming for me. But, like, you know, I do think that twist was unfair, like, honestly. But, you know, I know a lot of the fans are in uproar about it. They're just, they a lot of the fans say that it's extremely unfair. And they didn't like that they did that. So a lot of the fans were upset at the show for that. But, you know, they wanted to expect the unexpected and twist it up. And I just don't think they ever thought in a million years that, like, Ryan Lochte and I would team up together, like, day one when they put us in teams. Because what happened was Ryan picked a chip, right? So he picked the star, which means he got to pick first. He picked me. And as soon as we were teammates, I realized – we have to win. Like, I was going to throw it and not win, but I was like, we can't throw it and not win, because guess what? Whoever wins, Ryan Lochte immediately. Like, it's just, that's just how it's going to be, because we're the two youngest guys in there and, like, the most, you know, agile people in the house. We're going to be the biggest threat. And then once they put me on the block for beating Ryan, because you have to beat Ryan in the swing competition where I swing like Tarzan, which, like, yeah, okay. Jonathan
oh my
Bennett
god, that was hilarious. The billboard one?
Like,
oh my
Jonathan
god.
Bennett, yeah, like, he's going to beat the second most decorated Olympian in history in a physical challenge. Like, that's just not going to happen. Like, he's going to win, right? So, like, once he pulled my name, once he pulled the gold star and picked me, I realized I was done for. Like, that's kind of where it all twisted, and I realized I had to start playing the game hard. And a lot of people said, oh, you played too hard, and I was like, yeah, I played hard, but
no,
that's
choice.
The game, because if you have no choice when you're, it's not like I was on the block for, you know, a day. I was on the block for 10 days.
Oh,
10 days from the moment I walked in the Big Brother house, 6 hours after entering the house, I was on the block.
Yeah,
that never happens in Big Brother. Like, you're never immediately on the block.
You did you know something I mean? Else, so, like, which I don't think
kind of like
gave
9 months of pregnancy.
I don't think people
torture.
Gave you. I don't think people gave you credit for this either, because I didn't. You know, I watched the shows. It wasn't clear. Jonathan was re-upping to win the power of veto in that mechanical horse competition, hit the buzzer again, and put himself on slop for 48 hours.
Wait, I need
was
to talk
recorded?
To Jonathan about right. you riding yeah. the horse. Jonathan, did you see Anthony on that horse?
All right, so I'm a little spastic. What do you mean?
I was trying not to look.
Yeah.
Okay. It was
okay.
A little
it was like, oh my god, I could not even. I could
okay.
not even. It was like
I've called my trainer. I'm going to go into mechanical
Hello,
horse
fat
training.
Ass.
It was terrible.
No, it was just funny the way you were like maneuvering, and
right, it was
the
little,
whole world now knows look what you
know,
look like
I,
in the
I,
sack.
I didn't understand the difference between you horse and you porn. Let's
could
just put it that way.
Be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds.
Jonathan, that's so, the voice of your favorite person. You're in my favorite person.
Yeah, Deirdre hates,
love, yeah,
Deirdre hates Trump.
Yeah, me too. I love
Deirdre
him.
Hates
I love
Trump,
him.
Just so you know.
Love him
so,
so much.
But Jonathan, tell us about the slop experience, because a lot of people
okay, so,
didn't
yeah,
pick
that's
that
another thing. So like, yeah, a lot of people, they didn't put it in the show because they didn't have time. But again, I moved into the house, was immediately one paired with Ryan, won an HOH, played another game, lost an HOH, was put on the block, played for the power of veto, lost that. But while losing that, I had the chance to re-enter and keep going to try to win. But if I did that, it would mean that I'd have to go on slop for 48 hours. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. It's Big Brother, and I want to play, and I'm here to win, and I'm going to go for it. So I went for it, and I put myself on slop, and I lost. And then I had to play another veto competition, lost that veto competition, then had to give all my, like, veto speeches. And, like, slop was really awful. Like, it's not the worst thing you'll ever eat. It just doesn't have any taste.
Oh, God.
And so it's like basically tasteless protein powder and tasteless, like, oats, and you just eat it together.
Oh, that's like, yeah, that's just, like, yeah, just a gross consistency.
Yeah, and yeah. It's, like, vitamins.
Yeah.
But it's just gross. And, yeah. You know, I thought the people in the house would have a little modicum of respect for the fact that, like, he went in and did all this and, like, played hard and is, like, here to play. Let's get him off the block and give him a chance to play. Because even though I was playing, like, I never got to play without having to save myself. Never just a regular, like, oh, we're just going to hang out in the house and, like, get to know each other. Because immediately when I was put on the block, I went and had to start getting votes. Like, I had to, because I knew I was a target. So I went up to Lolo and Natalie and Tamar and started to side with them and Ryan, because they are the only people in the house that understood what a veto meant and what the power of veto was.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, these other kids in the house literally are like, what's a veto?
Oh, my
and
God.
And I was like, nope, not teaming with you. Nope. I was like, that's crazy. Like, I had to explain the game. Anthony, how many times did I explain to you and all the other people in the house how to play the game?
It was like the Jonathan Bennett lecture series on Big Brother, but
every day.
But you were a fan favorite, and you were also a house favorite, and I had one shot to give you the whole Mooch's veto thing. You know, I was dying. I just have to tell you this, Jonathan. I was dying to tell you. Okay, I wanted to lean over and whisper in your ear and say, okay, hey, this is what's going to go down, right? But the thing was, I didn't know exactly what the veto competition was going to be, but I wanted to give you the heads up that I was on my way out. I was bailing. One of the funny things was I put my suit on. Joey Lawrence, who you and I know is the most precise guy that we've ever met, he's like, why are you wearing the pants to your suit? Because aren't they just shooting you in the diary room from the waist up? And I had to, like, I mumbled something, and I was like, this guy, I wanted to say, because I'm leaving in about 10 minutes after I do a mic drop on all your asses. That's what I wanted to say to him, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, was James happy to see you when you got home? Was he
so? Yes, he was. And that's the thing. Like, well, that's the thing about my experience there is what I'm so happy about is that Dina Lohan has never won anything in there. Candy's never won anything. Natalie only won Power Veto once, and in 10 days, I played more challenges and had more of an experience than half the people that are in the house currently.
Eight slop.
That's
you know
the thing.
I mean?
So it's like, it's almost not about winning. It's like almost about
surviving.
Like,
it's
what
dodgeball.
It
it's elementary like school
look,
dodgeball.
Yeah.
No, what you took away from
when
it.
When I look back at it, when I look back at it, I'll be like, I played the hardest game. I did everything I could to stay. I was put in a horrible situation that was completely unfair. But guess what? I made the best of it. Like,
you know what?
Like, let's just have
your
fun
fan base grew a million times over.
Question.
I have to tell you, we have someone who lives with us. She's awesome. She helps us with our kids, and she was like obsessed with you. So her name's Stacy. She's from Trinidad. Okay, this woman is in love with Jonathan Bennett.
She's got hundreds of friends that are now in the Jonathan Bennett fan
so
club.
So basically, you just like upped your ante, and you're the man.
And by the way,
you know what I always say when I went into this, my agents, my boyfriend, my manager. Every single person going into this always all said the same thing to me. They go, win America, not the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what you also did? You made eyebrows cool for all men.
Oh, yeah, let's make eyebrows great
again.
I'm going to
make Anthony an appointment
go in for
microblading.
I got to go in for eyebrow tattoos now because of you little caterpillar.
One of my best friends does microblading. Anthony's heading in there ASAP.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Sent out.
Yeah, we can get you some microblading when you come.
Exactly.
Yeah, no question. I have microblading envy. You look
great. But one of my best friends
it was,
does it. Wave will hook you up, honey. Don't worry, you have eyebrows.
When I got out of the house, James was actually not there. James was in New Orleans doing the house air debriefing process that people don't know. So you get eliminated, and it's the first time you see people. And by the way, my exit with Julie was the best one Julie Chen has ever done and the best exit interview ever. If you watch it back, watch Julie. Like, Julie, they call her Chenbot, right? Because she's like a robot and she does everything perfect.
Yeah, but she does.
If you watch my exit interview back, her guard comes down because we kind of know each other and she likes me and I love her. Like, we have a good relationship, I would say. And I know I was one of her picks going in because she leaned over and whispered to me. She's like, you were my pick. But, you know.
So now,
like,
you know, for
sitting
sure.
Sitting there. Yeah, yeah. And so sitting there and, like, interviewing with her, her guard comes down and she gives me, like, some sassy faces and some uh-uh moments. Like, I was like, Julie Chenbot breaking character for John and the Menace, which I was very excited about. She's never, like, off her guard like that, which was very fun. But the funny part was, when you come out, there's this debriefing process. Anthony, you didn't have to go through it, but, like, you come out, you see these people, and then they take you into a room, and you're just there alone, and there's, like, a security guard with you so you don't run, basically. And no, really, it's the weirdest thing. They, like, followed me in the bathroom, like, they don't want you to leave. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I don't have keys, I have nothing. And they don't even give you your phone, and then you're, like, a psychiatrist.
Maybe he just wanted to go in and see your pee-pee in the bathroom.
Okay. So the psychiatrist sees you, and, like, all
a
these
psychiatrist?
Weird things.
You didn't tell me this?
Yeah, I didn't get seen by a psychiatrist.
He didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, get debriefed from everything, because that's a traumatic experience, right? So, like, you have to, like, do a whole thing, and then finally I'm like, where do I go now? I'm like, do I have friends here? And, like, they're like, yes, we've called your boyfriend. Your boyfriend's gone. He set it up with to take you to Marissa's house. You're going to stay at Marissa's house all weekend. She's waiting for you there. And it was so cool because, like, all my team knew me so well and was working so hard and cared about me that they, like, set up a whole system of, like, all right, he's coming out of the house. We know he's going to get voted out. What do we do with him? So, like, I had a whole, like, plan and effect of, like, where you go. And then I went to Marissa's and sat there for all weekend, and it's the perfect person to debrief with because you just sit and talk about everything that happened, you know?
And that's where you guys made that cute little Twitter video about the mooch.
Yeah, that was great.
That was very cute.
I appreciate
you have to integrate you guys yourselves back into society, you guys, but you're back up and running. You're all better. You're back.
Jonathan, did I surprise you guys, or you knew that something was afoot? When I mic dropped.
I had no clue. And, like, all these fucking people. Oh, they didn't know. Like, Anthony dropped out, blah, blah, blah. Let's, for the record, I was in the house with him, and I can tell you Anthony Scaramucci was having the best time of his life. He was so happy to be there. He wanted to be there. Like, people got in and was like, I want to leave. And I'm like, no, he didn't. I slept in the same room with him. Trust me, he didn't want to leave. He was having a blast.
Not only did I not want to leave, but you have to understand, like,
guys, I'm, haters gonna hate.
Yeah,
okay, they're
gonna
say ridiculous things.
I'm running a big company. Yeah. They offered me that small bucket of time in there. I probably couldn't have done all 30 days, but I loved every minute of it. Jonathan,
if I did all 30 days, I would be
mooch with no misses. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Jonathan, I got to tell you.
Let's think about this. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
What do you want to think about?
You had me laughing from the moment I got in the house to the moment I left the house. So I have to personally thank you for that.
Let me throw something out there.
Yeah.
Say Anthony stayed in the house, like, it would have thrown off the entire dynamic. Like, Jonathan, you guys might have, like, made it to the end. You never know. Like,
never know.
The one person leaving throws off the whole thing.
I couldn't team up with you guys, you and Ryan, because I knew I was leaving. I didn't want to hurt you guys, and I was trying not to team up with Tom and Cato, because I didn't want to have bad karma. And then Ricky was trying to offer me the power of that first veto, and I was like, I don't want it. And he's like, well, why the hell do you want it? And I couldn't tell him why. You know what I mean? But
well,
anyway.
Here we are now.
You know, Ricky, what do you think about Ricky? Like, watching
oh,
it
he's
back,
dark, man. He's a dark
he's
assassin.
He's a dark guy.
He's dark,
if,
right?
Yeah.
If they're going to do
Anthony said he's an assassin.
Oh, he's a dark assassin, this guy.
Yeah,
and he's got
funny.
A big smile on his face while he's cutting your throat. He could be the Speaker of the House or, like, the President or something.
Yeah, you know what I noticed about him? He loves you, and he, like, does the whole, like, Zen thing. You know, like, I'm a energy person, blah, blah, blah. But then we'll go from 0 to 100 in, like, 0.2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, totally back in the bushes, like plotting his attack. Yeah. He's definitely not one to be messed with. But he's kind of boring to watch.
Oh, just why don't you just say that to him, like when you see him tomorrow?
No, he's just too zen. Just he's too zen for me. I need some insanity.
But Jonathan, let me ask you this, okay? Would you do it again?
150%.
Yeah, me too.
I'm hoping that next season.
I want my wife to do it. Actually, I was like,
I'm not a celebrity.
I understand that, but you would have so much.
And
fun
I
would. Doing
I could never do the real one. It's 3 months long. Right, I could never do that. My kids would be like.
I wanted to do like I'm hoping they bring me back as a twist for next season.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would.
They
be
might. That? They bring people back all the time. They brought Marissa back.
Listen, you want to talk about something, though, about winning America. I got to give my hats off to you. I thought you not only won America, you created a whole new fan base for yourself. And one of the greatest things about my friendship with you, it was likely from the outside, unpredicted. You know what I'm saying?
Highly unlikely.
And so the cool thing is, it's a lesson for everybody. Don't judge people till you meet them, or the way they're sometimes characterized in the media, or the sometimes what you may think their stereotype is. They may be totally different than you think. And I think that was a big lesson
really
in that house. For everybody, by the way.
It was the biggest thing. Yeah, that's what I took away from that. Like, I thought Ryan Lochte was a bad swimmer before that.
He thought his legs only went one way. He didn't know they went two ways.
But, I thought I had preconceived notions about all these people. Like, the funny part in the house is that I just went and had a good time, and I wanted to entertain America, and I wanted to just make people laugh, and that's what I did, so I'm happy. But, like, if I would have stayed in, I think the season wouldn't have got as dark as it got. No. If you notice,
you were definitely lightning.
No one's having fun.
No, like, there's not, super like, heavy energy.
No, you were definitely a mood softener. You knew how to break up some bad mojo or bad juju. You were definitely good at that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you, man. We're going to see you. You're stuck with the Scaramucci's now. You realize that, okay? So
I love it.
We're coming to L.A.
It's the best thing ever.
I need to meet your dermatologist. I think you have phenomenal skin. I love your skin cleanser. Just so you know, I love your skin.
You could curate a whole day of beauty for him.
Great skin and great face, but. Yeah, that's the thing I like to say. Everything about my face is fake, but it's perfect.
Yeah, whatever works, baby. Whatever works.
We love you, brother. We're going to see you
in
Cali, man.
Thanks for doing this with us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Say hi to your honey for us.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.